Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So I'm guessing you probably have seen this story, but I still think it's interesting, and it involves football.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, it's college football. And we were talking earlier about how you feel as a fan like you're part of the team. How do you do that? Is it going there, spending money? I think one of the ways that people feel like they're a part of the team is by complaining. And I'm not making fun of this. Like calling into sports radio, complaining about the team. You're hoping that at some point your voice, along with some other voices, is heard by the powers that be. And then maybe some changes are made in this damned organization, right?
I guess. I don't know. Yeah, but it's certainly
subconscious.
You know, talking sports and venting. Yeah, I don't know if you ever think you're actually going to fire Andy Reid because I don't like the way he manages the clock.
No, but there is something that I can't explain psychologically.
To be a part of the voice of outrage.
Yeah. There's something to that. And there's also something when the team wins that you do, for whatever reason, feel like you share some piece of it. Whether it's just because you're sharing this excitement with the rest of the fans live in the city or whatever the case. But I feel like this new thing could really make you feel like you have an actual impact on the team's success. Oklahoma State. Are you familiar with the story?
No.
Our boss's favorite team.
Yeah.
Right?
He's wearing an OSU shirt right now.
Is he? That doesn't surprise me. Loves Oklahoma State. We've talked about the coach of Oklahoma State before.
Mm-hmm.
He says that this...
I'm a man.
Pick on me. I'm a man.
He said you recently? Did something
the DUI thing.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's had 1,000 DUIs. I don't want to misquote him.
He said something about, like, he had 3 beers and drove.
We've all done
it 1,000 times.
Yeah, something like that. I just saw something the other day, by the way, from USA Today. It was saying why those comments about a college athlete are so insane. And I'm like, okay, that's old news. Can we move on?
By the way, he didn't say anything wrong.
He just said people have done it 1,000 times. I've done it 1,000 times.
You've got to learn from it. Basically what he's saying. You make mistakes. We all make mistakes.
Yes. And he didn't necessarily mean
he
literally done it 1,000 times. That's right. He didn't condone it. There was no, hey, who cares? That was what it was.
That.
It was just like it's a mistake, and he's not the only one who's made that mistake.
Right. And we've all done it. And he's right.
Yes. So he says that this
he also said he told yesterday he made a quote that got people talking.
Oh, really? I didn't see that.
Yeah, he said, let me say. Oh, he said, he was talking to his players. He said, tell your agents to quit calling me.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, time for making money's over. You can negotiate after the season. Well, I just think it's funny. Like, you know, as a college coach, they now got to deal with that
now. It's a whole new world,
and
right?
He just told him, like, tell your agents to quit calling me. We're not paying you any more money. We can negotiate whether you're going to go to college or not when the season's over. College football has changed so much. By the way, I am a pro pay the player. So
I saw in the article about this story that we covered that they'd said he really likes this thing that they're going to be doing because he was getting tired of agents. Right. Now, I didn't know that he'd made this public comment about it, but this will possibly have some sort of an effect on how often these agents call, because now Oklahoma State, and I got to assume that other teams, if they haven't already announced that they're going to do this, that they will copy this, but Oklahoma State football players will now come out on the field and their helmets are going to look a little different.
Oh, I did see that.
They will have QR codes on the back of their helmet. Now, you won't be able to see the QR code from the stand, but when you're watching on TV, if they do a close-up shot, anytime that shot, there's a clear shot of the back of their helmet, you can pause it, and you'll be able to see that QR code. And what does that QR code do? It doesn't tell you stats about the player. It's not like the back of a trading card. It allows you to send money to the organization.
Right, now, a collective.
Right, to a collective. And just, I'm sitting there thinking, if you're a super fan of one of these teams, how could you not? How could you not scan that QR code and say, I'm going to send some money to this organization?
So last year, as Michigan was going into their season, one of the collectives started a thing, and it was an app. But very similar. It's the exact same thing in this. It was an app, and it was like, and it was called like One More Year.
Okay.
And it was like, we want J.J. McCarthy, doesn't matter, Blake Corum, Roman Wilson, these guys who could have went to the NFL, we want them to come back for one more year and try to win a national championship here. You download that app, and you can send like $5.
Boom.
And it would go to the players. So now, what used to be like boosters, like, I can't be a booster for Oklahoma State. I don't have millions. I can't pay for the library. What do you want me to do? Now they're like, hey, it's almost like political campaigns.
It's exactly like
just send $5 and we'll get it. We'll get it to Blake Corum.
Yep.
And if we get enough of them, he might just stay.
Yeah.
I sent $5 in.
Of course.
Did for sure. Like, yeah.
Can't you imagine a coach of one of these teams saying, "We just like to say that our team, the contributions come from more small contributions
Absolutely.
Than any other team." So these other teams, they get these big $5 million mm-hmm. QR code scans. Ours are averaging $5 less, and we've raised enough money to whatever. I mean, they're going to brag about
it. As they do that, you'll start to see that difference move anyway, because like, think about just the bigger schools. Whether they're football powerhouses or not, an alumni base at Notre Dame is bigger than I shouldn't say that. I don't know that. But it's probably bigger than one at Alabama, although Alabama's a football powerhouse. So now, if you're able to go to everyone who graduated from that school and just ask for $5, like, well, now the schools like USC who have, like, I don't know the numbers, so I'm just making them up.
There's clearly
but
some schools that have more rich.
USC's got, like, 50,000, because it used to be like, oh, well, Michigan can get this because they have a bunch of lawyers who graduated from there, or schools that had doctors or whatever, or, you know, Oklahoma State in Oklahoma, a bunch of guys who work in the oil business, right?
Yeah.
So they, you know, but now you could actually, if you were, and I'm just making up the numbers, so you'd have to look them up, but if you were like a University of Central Florida, and you're like, man, we have 30,000 people on campus every year, and we've been doing it. We haven't been a football powerhouse, but if every one of them gave $5, we're starting to compete now.
I mean,
so it'll be the actual amount of people who have graduated or gone to school there will be just as enticing, if not more, than the amount of people who got out and became oil
millionaires. Yeah, right. How rich they are.
Right.
What
businessman,
the average salary
or whatever it is, right?
Graduates. And you'd now combine that. Take this technology, the QR code, and combine it with something like Pitbull, the rapper, naming a team. So now he could be doing commercials. He could have his own QR code.
Of course.
Support the Panthers, right?
And I'm sure he will.
And he probably will. Why wouldn't he? It just makes
sense. Starting this season, their helmets are going to look a little different. New at 5, every Cowboy player will now have a small QR code. And fans can scan this to donate to the team's NIL fund. NIL stands for Name, Image, Likeness. It gives student athletes the ability to make some money while they're playing, which was previously not allowed until recently. Head coach Mike Gundy says this money gives everyday fans across the world a chance to have a real impact when it comes to supporting Cowboy football.
Yeah, I mean,
okay, so
seriously.
I thought, I have this idea. And I thought about it during the collective. And I thought about it with the Michigan thing and the Oklahoma State thing that I heard of. How cool would this be? So, it doesn't matter. Everybody's got a, well, I shouldn't say everybody, but you have a favorite college football team, right?
Sure.
Usually when something happens, like if they score a touchdown, last year there's these really expensive sunglasses that are wildly popular in Detroit, right?
Okay.
And so when Michigan got a turnover, the entire defense would go to the sideline. The guy who got the interception would put on the sunglasses and they'd pose.
Okay.
For the, right? That was their celebration. Manny Diaz, who was the coach at Miami, now he's the coach at Duke or whatever, he had the turnover chain when he was at Miami. If you got a turnover, you put this chain on and you wore it, right? So what if the celebration was an ATM machine that was paid for by the collective and it was on the sideline? And if you are a KU player and you get an interception, when you run off, everybody goes behind you and you swipe your card. That's the celebration. It spits cash at you. How awesome would that be?
Be awesome.
How awesome would that be? I'm telling you, a collective that puts an ATM on the sideline that players, after a giant a touchdown or a turnover or a sack, they're all worth different amounts of money. And you go swipe it, it spits money at you.
And why not put the QR code on it at the same time so people watching this celebration can go, boop, gonna go and send some money because I'm feeling
You could build an app
generous.
Called the Tennessee ATM.
Yeah.
How cool would that be?
Be awesome. And Gundy's right. You will absolutely feel even more now like you had an impact
you
on
did
this
have
team's
an impact.
Success. Because you
like
did.
You literally did.
You literally did.
Like if you gave money, somebody stayed. Somebody got that money.
Yep.
And they stayed and played on that team.
Yep.
Because of you.
Every team will have to do this, right? I only saw
like
Oklahoma State,
collective
but
now. I don't know if everybody will do the QR code.
Just
but
such like.
I think everybody will have some sort of way. Whether it was the Michigan who did the one more year thing,
yeah,
or the QR code, I think everybody will have their own way of doing it. I could see some teams like Notre Dame, some of the blue bloods, I said like Michigan, where they would say, we're not putting a
too
QR
high
code.
Class for that?
No, we don't want, like, you know how people are upset about the Quick Trip thing on the Royals.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're too high class to take money.
Don't want to commercialize
I think they don't,
the uniform?
No, yeah, the uniform, I think they'd be like, people are going to get pissed if we put something on that.
Okay.
Helmet that's been around and hasn't changed for 120 years.
Well, put it on the sideline.
They'll figure out a way, though, to put that. When you're looking at the signs, you know, there's one, two, three to the quarterback and a QR code.
Yeah.
They'll figure it out.
And every time they interview the coach on the sidelines, he's holding up a placard that's got the QR code on it
right
there. And he can do the interview.
On his microphone.
Yep, or on his microphone.
On
exactly.
his jersey, something, of course.
But it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
I cannot escape this feel-good story.
Okay.
I've seen it everywhere. Oh, feel good story. Oh, this will make you cry. Happy cry.
Does it make you cry?
No.
Okay.
I'm... You know, we've done this sort of thing in the past where there are stories that I do think are feel-good stories, and Laszlo manages to find a way to crap on them or say that they're actually...
Well, come on, let's not say I crap on them.
Well, sometimes you can even bring
like
you can bring us around to your way of thinking, like, you know what, you're right, this isn't a feel-good story, it's only a feel-good story because people are racist or whatever. There's been a million examples of these stories over time, and you're able to pull them apart. I don't know exactly what it is about this story that makes me not necessarily feel good. But it doesn't make me feel very good. Maybe it'll make you feel great, Laszlo. It seems to me, I think literally at this point, just about every local news channel in the country has done or is doing a story about this.
Well, I haven't heard. You're saying that, is it like the one that bothered me? I mean, there's been a million that bothered me, but the old white woman who got a text from a young black man.
Who came to
and Thanksgiving. And then they had Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, look at that. Great story. It's like, oh, really? What we're really saying is, look at that old white woman who isn't scared of a black man.
That's what it was.
That one in the Dairy Queen mason jar.
Yeah. So, look, hey, look, this neighborhood raised $300,000 to help this kid beat leukemia. Like, why is the mason jar and Dairy Queen responsible for help? We should all want, like, what are we doing?
Right.
She should get help beating leukemia. What if we didn't raise that money at the Dairy Queen?
What if you didn't have a Dairy Queen? Well, then, kid
dies.
You know, pray.
We could do better.
Pray about it. Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about this story. It's not exactly either one of those things. There's really, on its face, I guess I shouldn't be so negative. Maybe it is a feel-good story. I don't know, but
well,
I'll
let
run
you
it by
know
you.
Whether it is or not.
Okay, come on up.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. So this is the story that I just could not escape the last day or two.
Give it to me.
You know, you and I shouldn't speak for you. I'm not an intellectual, so I wasn't. My parents never expected much out of me insofar as going to college and becoming a doctor. On, there were no hopes of that.
You're the smartest guy I know.
The hope was that he'll figure out a way that, you know, doesn't involve prison? Asking us for money all the time or prison or sleeping on our couches or whatever.
Or for crack.
Basically, right?
Which you ended up doing.
It turns out you can do both. You can do those things and then still find a way. But anyhow...
Did it help you find your way?
Because, maybe a little bit. It's, if nothing else...
It showed you that you could do just about anything for money, didn't it?
It created character, I think. It did.
Yeah.
I wouldn't tell someone not to do it when I know that it's how I got to where I am today.
You'd say there's easier ways, probably.
There are easier ways.
But there's also harder ways.
I wouldn't wish it for my own kid.
Right. But if you had to do it...
Yeah. You know, it's like being the kid that gets bullied, you know?
Hey, you know what?
I don't want it, but...
You put your head down, and you go through the fire.
That's what my dad said. Yeah. He says, son, just put your head down and get it over with. anyhow, because of that, there were times when I worked at my very first couple jobs, and I thought, what if I just worked here the rest of my life? What would that look like? I had a friend who, like a lot of people as teenagers do, got a job at a grocery store, and he said... And he's sacking groceries. And he said, I think I'm just going to work here. And I was like, I don't think you are. Mm-hmm. You know, and he's like, no, I'll work my way up. And by God, he did. He manages a couple grocery stores now.
Right.
So he's always done that. I got another friend.
I had a buddy who started at a grocery store, honestly, at like 15.
Yeah.
And then worked at all the way through college. And then got a job as a bricklayer, masonry. Mm-hmm. And did that, but still kept the job. And we were talking about it. He had done, like, by the time it was over, he had done 17 years. And he gets a pension from the grocers union.
It's not bad, right?
Wow.
Not
nice.
Bad.
Nice.
Well, my buddy who fixed your car.
Yeah.
Remember when your car was messed up there? And I said, I got a guy, and he helped us out.
My son's car?
Yeah, your son's car.
Man, that dude I owe my life.
He's
by the way, I still have to order that part from him.
Oh, yeah. Remind me to write that down part. But, yeah, another example. You know, he got that job in high school working at a car dealership, worked his way up, became, like, head of the body shop, and one of the most successful people I know now, right?
I bought my son a car.
That was a bummer.
For his birthday.
It was a bummer.
And then I drove it.
To, like, one of his games, right?
Yeah, and wrecked it.
Wait, you did?
You don't remember this?
I don't know this.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know you wrecked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we had it for, like, 4 days, and I wrecked it.
I don't
what'd
know.
You do? How'd I miss this story?
I don't know how you missed that. He was driving over there. I think, were you out in, like, Lee Summit at Legacy?
Frank White Park.
So he's in a park. You drive, you know, you're parking in the grass, and he just, I'm guessing, maybe going a little too fast. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But hits a divot in this field and just tears the front bumper apart.
So they had, like, parking in, like, a parking lot, and then across, if anybody's ever been there, they have parking in this grass area.
Spillover.
And he was playing at night, and so I was just going to drive up to the field fence.
Okay.
And then, like, actually, I like to sit further away because I'm that parent who really complains about the coaching because I don't really complain about the umps. I don't care. But and not the other teams. It's my own son's coaching.
Of course.
Makes me so angry. Like, I'm paying you $7,000 to be the third out at home. Mm-hmm. I will kill you. So I like to sit.
And smoke. So.
Right. And I like to sit further. I like to sit further away. That way I can just cuss them all out and nobody hears me.
Right.
Right. So I'm good. Yeah. Sit back, enjoy the game, cuss at the play calling, whatever, and then move on. They're like, I'll just pull my car up right to the. Well, I didn't realize because other people had done it, and so I was pulling them next to them, but they were on, like, Jeeps and trucks.
Okay.
And it was like a divot, and it was this, I bought them a low Lincoln.
Oh, okay.
And it hit the front of it. Bam.
Took your bumper off.
Ripped off the front bumper as I pulled out back, ripped off the back bumper.
It looked messed up. It looked
like it was
worse
total.
Than it was. It
and he hadn't,
like,
seen it yet?
His son?
He saw it.
I mean, he hadn't seen it at that point. You were, like, going to surprise him with
it? No. He had already driven his car. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But now, I took it for some reason. Like, everything was just a bad.
Damn.
Like, I'm like, you know what? I haven't driven his car yet.
It's parked behind your car, whatever.
No, it was like because there was some bearings that were wrong with it.
So that's
even then, I'm like, you know what? Let me drive his car just so I can hear the bearings.
Get a feel for it.
And I drive it. And then I'm like, I shouldn't drive into the. Even in my head, I shouldn't drive into the grass on his car. I'm like, there's no parking spots. Like, everything was just...
You knew.
I had a decision to make, and I made the wrong one every time.
Yeah.
Anyway, your buddy just fixed it and saved my ass. Yep. It was unbelievable.
Nice. Yep. Shout out to David at Bobsite Ford. He's
Bobsite Ford, man. Yep. Thank you, guys. Like, unbelievable. Thank you, David.
Yeah. And he just fixed Brooke's car recently,
did he?
Yeah.
Guy was a lifesaver for me, man. I remember my kid walking out, like... He's like, it's okay, Dad. We can fix it. You know, we can. And I, you with know, he's just disappointed. That like my dad's more. Such a like.
Well, he doesn't. I don't he feels bad for me. You. No, he feels bad.
He felt bad for me, right?
Yeah, he's embarrassed for you, which that sucks because you don't want your kid to.
And he feels bad, so he wants to like. Be like, it's okay, I can drive it like this. I'm like, you can't drive it.
I'd rather have him be bad. I'd rather him like yell at me and be pissed off and feel bad for him.
Right. He felt bad. But you could tell that he didn't want to feel bad and he didn't want to show me that I was that he was disappointed.
Yeah.
You know? So like okay.
It's like if you trip and fall on the street, you'd rather someone point and laugh at you than act like nothing happened when you know that they saw it and now they're trying not to. They know that you know that they know. Yeah.
But he was trying to be such a good kid.
Yeah, he always
you know, you're like, man, it's your new car.
Yeah.
And your dad
looks bad. It looks bad. Yeah, when you had me walk out, I was like, what the hell happened? I just assumed your teenage son had an accident. That happens, right? And you were like, I did it. I was like, what the hell? Anyhow, the reason we were talking about that is because there are people who get a job and you go, what, you know, could I have a future in this? And I worked at a library. I worked with some people at that library who worked there the whole career. I kind of knew where that went, and I didn't think maybe that was going to work. I worked at restaurants that we talked about earlier. I thought, well, you could do that your whole life, but you got to be tough because it takes a lot out of you. Like, physically, it's a demanding job if you're going to make money in the service industry. So, but I did think those things. I never worked fast food, but I assumed
I worked at Little Caesars.
That's close, right?
I think it's fast food. I think Little Caesars is fast food. I think pizza's fast food.
Especially Little Caesars hot and ready.
I think any pizza's fast food, really. I mean, let's be honest. It is, right? Yeah. I mean, think of it differently, but it is. You walk in, you order it, they make it for you, they hand it to you at the counter. It's fast food.
Yeah. I mean, I think, again, especially Little Caesars, where they tend to have some even ready for you, just like a burger place. Because burger places used to have the burgers waiting for you.
I worked at A&W, too. I shouldn't forget about
that. That's right. And I knew that.
I was going to
ask if you ever thought about, when you worked at A&W, like, what if I ran this place one day? Did that ever cross your mind?
No, but I mean, I was so mesmerized by the girls in khaki shorts.
Sure, sure.
It was like two dudes and 12 girls walking out to cars all summer long.
Why else have the job?
I'm sure they just listened to Journey Records, trying to make out with A&W waitresses.
And you were actually in Detroit?
Faithfully.
So this is the feel-good story. This woman got a job. She worked for Aetna, like the insurance company, when she was young. And I guess, I don't know, maybe she didn't like the job, but she went to a Whataburger. This is like in 1970.
Whataburger?
Yeah, Whataburger. And she's like, wow. Isn't that what it's called, Whataburger?
Yeah, it kept feeling like you were saying water.
No, water. Whataburger.
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 Whataburger, yeah. And she had a burger there, and she's like, this is amazing. I've had it at the airport, really. I've never gone out of my... I'm not a burger guy, though.
I like Whataburger, but I don't go there. Yeah. The line is unbelievable.
People love it. I like burgers.
It takes so long for them to make food. It's crazy.
Well,
you literally sit in the drive. I hope they don't advertise, but you literally sit in the drive through like 45 minutes, man.
I get it confused with the other one.
It's unbelievable.
Which one does Mahomes? So he helped bring that one here. What's the other one? Is it Smashburger or what?
Freddy's?
I don't know. There was a couple burger places that came here right around the same
time.
Five
Guys?
No, Five Guys I know. Anyhow, this woman tries this burger almost 60 years ago, loves it, and says, I'm going to get a job there. So she gets a job at Whataburger, and she ends up working there for 54 years. Now, she ended up working at a couple locations, but where she ended her, I guess, tenure at Whataburger was in Terrell, Shake Shack. That's what I confuse it with. She ended up in, I think it's called Terrell, Texas. And that's where she worked for the last 20 years, 22 years. She actually met her husband there. This guy came in. She said he had a special needs son. She always thought he was so nice. And she thought, what would it be like to be married to this guy? She marries the guy.
That's how your mom met your dad.
He passed away a couple years ago. You know, it was very sad. But anyway, this woman worked at Whataburger for 54 years. And she just finally says, I'm retiring. And everyone across the country is sharing this as a feel-good story that, you know, Connie worked at Whataburger for 54 years in Texas.
Liked it. I don't think it's a bad story. I'm trying to think of the downside of this. I mean, for me, it would be bad because I don't want to work at Whataburger.
But she had to work for 54 years.
But it almost sounds like she wanted
to. Maybe she did. I don't know. The people
if she had to pay for health care, then that's horrible.
Right.
But if she just wanted to, then that's nice.
And then also, when she left, at least the only thing I can find.
Did she get free Whataburger for the rest of her life or something?
So most stories don't mention anything at all. I found one story that said the Whataburger where she worked threw a going-away party. That's the only thing I saw. Nothing about, like, a gold watch or they're giving her a check, just a going-away party.
The best burger I had ever ate. And I thought, well, I could do that. Still eat a Junior Burger every morning. Married one of my customers. I would take his order. He had a special needs boy. He was so kind to them. And I thought, man, what would it be like to marry to him? So I got up this morning and I thought, you know what? Thank you, Jesus, for letting me do it one more day. I just feel like in my heart that it's time to give it up.
So,
well,
54 years.
Good for her.
So you're fine.
Doesn't sound like she needed it.
Well, what do you mean? It doesn't sound like she needed it.
It's the way she said it. Like, you know, it wasn't like she's like, I've been grinding my ass at Whataburger, and I finally have been able to tap into my 401k, and my Social Security, and the government's finally giving me enough money that I can afford this pancreatic cancer.
Well, that would obviously be very depressing.
But this sounds like she wanted to go there.
I guess I would feel like it's a better feeling story if they told me in one of these articles, hey, and because she worked there for 54 years, they gave her, this isn't going away.
Free
they gave
water
her
burger
a check.
For the
they
life.
Gave her, well, that's, she does eat a burger every morning.
I'm sure.
They said she eats one every morning, and she still does. So
maybe they give her a free one every morning.
I really like it. It kind of makes me want to go have Whataburger again, because whenever I eat it, I'm always at the airport.
I would go to Whataburger, and the goddamn line's too long.
Might be worth the wait.
They are the slowest workers.
They need more Connies, apparently. People notice that Miss Connie wasn't there. Well, have you noticed small town fast food? It's just different. When you go at same fast food restaurants and how completely different they are, you go to like a small town Taco Bell. There's one that we stop at on the way to the lake. Same people have been working there for like the last 10 years. Every time I go into Taco Bell in my house, it's new people every week. Sure. I'm there once or twice a week, and it's new people every time. There is something different about those small town fast food restaurants. So sometimes you think maybe they make it with a little more love. Maybe Connie loved her job. You say it's a feel-good story. Then it goes, I see it and go, 54 years at fast food.
I would hate it. She seemed like she liked it.
Oh, my God. Well, did she know any better? I mean, did she ever
try? Maybe that's nicer.
Yeah, maybe. You know, you don't tell someone, hey, try heroin now. Get it out of your system. Better to try it.
Better for her to not have gone anywhere besides Terrell, Texas.
Right.
I'm being honest. Like,
no, I get
right? Like, maybe she, you know.
Maybe it's a, okay, so we'll mark this. I'll go ahead and mark it down. It is a feel-good story.
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9 The Rock.
I'm sure you saw that Bennifer 2.0 is over, that she officially filed for divorce from Ben Affleck.
No, I didn't.
And I saw, Snowcone, were you the one that sent the article that was talking specifically about the prenup?
Yep.
Yeah, because I've seen several things about how they didn't have a prenup, which I guess is extremely rare with wealthy celebrities when they get married. Even if it's just one wealthy person, you'd normally have a prenup. But when you have two of them, you'd almost certainly have a prenup. They must have thought the second time around there was no need for it, that they were going to work things out, but they didn't. Jennifer Lopez filed for divorce, what's today, Wednesday? So she filed for divorce yesterday in L.A. She's told, this is according to sources, she told her friends that she was done waiting. I guess done waiting on Ben to come around and fix things, and her kids are a top priority. But get this, I was looking up, and who knows how accurate the internet is, but I was looking up how much they think the two of them are worth. Most of the things I find online say that she's worth either $400 or $450 million. And he's worth $150 million. Could he get alimony from her?
Sure.
Would that not be amazing?
Yeah.
If Ben Affleck got alimony from Jennifer Lopez?
Depending on how long they've been married.
That's how they do it, though, right? It's a percentage of how much
wealth. It depends on the state. Sometimes it's like you own alimony for the rest of their lives. Sometimes it's like, so in Kansas, I had to pay alimony. I think it was like divide the amount of years you were married by 2.5 or something.
Okay.
Well, I had to pay alimony for like 3 years or something.
Okay.
Ugh.
But in other states,
I have buddies who are in New York who are like, they've been divorced for 20 years, they're still paying. Danny, the guy that we talked about, he said that he's been giving his ex-wife one paycheck out of the two for 25 years.
Good Lord, why doesn't he just retire at that point?
Well,
I guess they probably take a look at that sort of thing. But I wondered if you had to be married a certain amount of time, because how long were they together? Only a couple of years, right? It was a second anniversary. I think they said that August, well, like right around now would be the 2 year anniversary. What's today, the 21st? I think they said that she filed for divorce right around the second anniversary.
She filed for divorce the same date as the first time they were married.
Okay. They were married the first time? I thought they just dated the first time.
I think they were married, but she. But I think people are saying she did it intentionally. She did it herself. It wasn't a lawyer doing it.
I never knew that they were married the first time. I just thought they dated.
I think that's what it said. I could be wrong.
Well, I just saw that she's worth that much more money, and I thought, could he get alimony, and should he take it, and would people think less of him if he took it? And I, for one, Ben, because I know he and Matt both listen to the show.
Yeah, not always. Both those guys for a long time.
Get that money, King.
When they have time, yeah, we will not think less of you. Take
that money, King.
Get the money.
You earned it.
You absolutely earned it.
You put your life on pause.
Yes.
For and then you had to do that tour and everything else that you did. Make that movie.
Kiss Owen Wilson in that movie. Yeah. And then, you know, hear these.
Get that money.
You got that shot in the Dunkin' commercial. That was because of you.
Huge. You had to watch those Puff Daddy tapes, allegedly.
Yep.
I can only imagine. Take the check, dude.
Yep.
You deserve it.
You deserve it, King.
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9 The Rock.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.